For KUOW News, I'm Liz Jones. What would you do if a Starbucks barista refused to give you the bathroom code or refused to give it to your Black friend? When this happened to two coworkers in Seattle, one was ready to let it slide, but the other said no way and confronted the barista, then sent a letter to Starbucks management claiming discrimination. Later this month, Starbucks plans to close 8,000 stores for staff training on racial bias. And these two friends hope their story can shed more light on what needs to change.
My name is Gina Bacani.
My name is Shannon Harney, and I met Gina at work
10 years ago. We always try to get outside and get some fresh air and try a different coffee place downtown Seattle.
Most days, yeah.
When I always go to a store, I always read people's name tag. So Dwight served me my cup of tea. So I was like, hi, Dwight. And so I got a cup of tea and then texted Shannon after her meeting, and she came down to join us down to our Starbucks on 4th and Seneca. And so then I was like, oh, I got to use a bathroom. So I went up and asked the gentleman, and he was like, you have to buy something. I was like, but I did buy something. I bought something from Dwight. And so he was hesitant to give me the code. I looked very professional. I wasn't rude. And the young lady next to me was like, oh, this is a code. And he stopped her in the middle of the code and was like, you have to buy something. I was like, I already bought something from Dwight.
So when Gina came back and told us what had happened, she was very upset. And I said, I'm going to go talk to him. And she said, no, don't. This stuff happens. And, you know, just let it go. And I said, no, that's not right. And I walked up to the barista and I said, may I have the code to the bathroom?
She got it right away. No question asked. If she bought anything, she could have been, you know, she just walked off the street, got a code, and he was like, oh, sure. You know, it just reminds me, like, this is what my kids are going to have to go through. And it's not fair. It's not fair for anyone. I would love to walk a day in Shannon's shoes because she does get treated differently versus me being a Black woman that has to prove myself every day, who I am at work, anywhere, you know. It's not just the bathroom, it's the way you're presented. They think we're all the same. We're not ghetto. We're not disrespectful. They just make us feel like when we walk in a grocery store or any store, you know, they're gonna watch us. I always tell my kids, even though someone is mean to you, you still be respectful. And my son, Jeffrey, goes, no, I can't do that, Mom. I said, you'll learn in life because you're going to come across people that are very difficult and they will test you. But this is your test to know that you're a good person and you did right and you walk away with your head up high.
So, Gina, would you have wanted me to do something differently in that situation than I did?
No, because I know you as a person, so I knew what you were going to do. You protect everyone that you're in your life as a mother and a friend and a coworker, so I knew you were going to go do the right thing. I knew when I looked at you, I was like, this is not over. So, no, I thank you for writing the letter, and this incident made me stronger to deal with certain things at work and say, no, it's not okay. So I learned in this that I will go forward. Like, I would do what's right. So if this happened to someone else, I would stick up for them the way you stuck up for me. And I appreciate that. I truly do.
Those were Seattle coworkers Shannon Harney and Gina Bacani. A Starbucks representative did reply to Shannon Harney's letter about the incident and apologized. Earlier this month, the company also announced its cafes and bathrooms will be available to everyone, paying customer or not. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.